Oh, let's talk. Richard.
Yeah.
What was the result?
What?
What was the result?
We're not ready.
We're going to call the Public Safety Subcommittee to order. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 5058. Just so the committee knows what the plan is, we're going to work everything except one budget note, and then we are going to carry this over till tomorrow to deal with the one budget note. Okay? Sheila.
Okay, Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, you have a memo dated June 19th in front of you. Well, actually, the bottom of it's dated June 18th. The first page summarizes what our recommendation is and recapitulates the preliminary action that you took on the budget and the issues. On the top of page 2, I've identified the other recommended actions that are being proposed at this time. The first one is a budget adjustment. There's no total fund impact. There's a general fund savings and a federal funds increase from a change in the federal Medicaid match rate. This is primarily in the community program side of their budget. This is the normal Medicaid match rate change. It does not reflect the enhanced Medicaid match rate that's temporarily available through the recent Federal Fiscal Relief Act. The adjustment for that, to the extent that we're sure that we would get it, would be made later, probably in the end of session, Bill. The second item that we would recommend is to make the adjustment for the co-chair's budget adjustment for the Deschutes County Youth Investment Project. If you remember, Senate Bill 5548 eliminated the rest of that funding this biennium. This carries forward that impact into the 03-05 budget period because the governor's budget didn't anticipate that. So that's a $1.2 million general fund savings. Then the next item reflect restoration of funding for the Burns and Warrington facilities phased in over the biennium, and I've indicated there what the phase-in schedule is anticipated to be. It would reopen 25 beds at the Burns facility in November 2003 and then another 25 beds there in January 2005 and then reopen 25 beds at Warrington in February 2004 and then another 25 beds in March 2005. And related to those close custody beds opening are some community program supports, residential treatment, foster care beds, individualized services for the youth coming out of those facilities, and then a few parole and probation positions being restored. So the total general fund impact of those restorations is $10 million. There are some federal funds that are added, again, on the community program side. And then there's other funds, almost $1 million of other funds related to the expectation that when the Burns facility is reopened, that the detention beds would reopen there, too. So it's over $10 million funding. It's $10 million general fund. And there's 136 positions related to those facilities and community programs reopening. So those are add-backs that are recommended at this point.
Representative Hansen.
Well, question on the Corvallis House. The no change is from the existing status quo or no change from the co-chair's budget?
The co-chair's budget didn't take the Corvallis House, so that will be maintained.
Right. The governor's revised budget was the one that proposed closing that and moving those beds. And this budget would leave Corvallis House as is, as in the co-chair's budget. Then the next item, there's $2.4 million in the governor's budget for gang intervention funding. This is the issue that we will be revisiting tomorrow. Right. So there is a proposed budget note there, but we'll come back to that tomorrow. And then I note that these actions don't adjust the budget for the transfer of youth to Department of Corrections. That was an issue that you addressed in the corrections budget. If that change is moved forward, then that's something that, again, we can deal with in an end-of-session bill. That would reduce funding in the facilities by about $700,000 in this budget. But, again, that's not reflected here. So at this point, we're recommending that you approve the adjustments that I've just described and that are shown in table form on page 2. Those adjustments total $8.5 million general fund, almost a million other funds, almost a million federal funds, 136 positions, 71.61 FTE. And I've noted there, together with the adjustments that the subcommittee already approved, the total adjustments to the governor's budget would add $5,688,813 general fund, $885,371 other funds, $839,344 federal funds, and 107 positions of 60.88 FTE. So if you approve those adjustments, then I have conceptual amendments, basically a markup of House Bill 5058 for you to approve as well and move to full committee.
At this point in time, the chair would like to take a motion in regard to. Go ahead. The chair.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move all our full recommendations that are contained in the report, dated June 18, 2003, with the exception of the recommendation regarding the $2.4 million in the governor's budget for gang intervention and the description thereof, anticipating that the committee will take action in the future on some recommendation relative to that $2.4 million.
Okay. You've heard the motion. Is there any objection?
Discussion? Mr. Chair, I think that the note relative to the gang intervention program statewide is very important. I represent in House District 60 and Senator Ferrioli in House District or in Senate District 30 represents two counties with a very high concentration, the two highest counties in the state of concentration of Hispanic young men and young women who are involved in some of these gang-related activities. And the concern that we have in counties where we have high Hispanic population that are involved in gangs, this is a very dangerous situation. We appreciate the fact that there are dangerous gangs in Portland, but we also have them throughout the state, and that is a concern to us in other areas of the state besides Multnomah County.
Mr. Chairman, sometimes I'm a little more frank than I should be, but I guess what we're dealing with here is I respect Representative Butler's statement, and I actually agree with Representative Butler's statement, but in terms of the negotiations between parties outside this, there's some differences in their interpretation of what language meant, and I think I'm waiting on them to settle that interpretation.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate that clarification. An honor. Thank you very much.
Okay. Sheila.
If I could ask a clarifying question. So your motion, would it include the funding of the $2.4 million in the total amount and just not
specifying where it's going?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so it does not anticipate removing the
$2.4 million.
Just wanted to clarify. Thank
you. All right. Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered. Okay, we're going to then continue this bill over to tomorrow. We look at one issue in particular. Any further questions?
Yes, we're meeting right after full.
Yeah, we're going to meet right after full Ways and Means. We're going to have the Department of Administrative Services. We're going to have the DAs and their deputies' budget, which is a single line item. We added $1.3 million back to that for DA supplements in that particular budget as part of the negotiated agreement. And so I think you'll have those recommendations. Should have those recommendations in your office. And the only other issue we'll deal with is how we're going to deal with this 2.4. All right? So it should be relatively quick. Thanks. With that, we're adjourned.